This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday that units of the U.S. National Guard will be traveling to the states of New York, California, and Washington to assist with the coronavirus response. The president held a news conference Sunday and emphasized that the United States will win the battle over coronavirus and the economy will bounce back. The U.S. city of Philadelphia announced Sunday that starting Monday morning, citizens must remain at home unless they're outperforming essential jobs. Caring for people or animals in another household or performing essential tasks like grocery shopping. All gatherings of people from separate households are banned except for political, educational, or religious functions. Earlier Sunday, U.S. Senator Rand Paul confirmed he has tested positive for COVID-19. He is the first U.S. senator to do so. A tweet from the Kentucky Republicans account said the senator is feeling fine and is in quarantine. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Sunday that she has gone into self-quarantine after the doctor who gave her a routine vaccination Friday tested positive for the virus. The latest economic rescue package being negotiated in Washington is now nearly $2 trillion. But the Senate is yet to agree on the parameters of that package, voting against advancing the measure to a full vote. Talks were continuing Sunday night on Capitol Hill with the new goal of a vote on Monday. Democrats say the draft package is inefficient or insufficient and in face of economic havoc from the coronavirus, arguing that it is tilted toward corporations and it does little to help workers and healthcare workers. U.S. President Donald Trump weighed in earlier in the day saying that it's not very complicated and that workers must be helped and companies must be saved. Find more at voanews.com. This is